We're walking in the Brecksville Reservation in the Cuyahoga Valley between Cleveland and Akron, Ohio. There's evidence of deer everywhere. Deer trails, hoof marks, and every 6 to 8 feet, deer droppings. Not too far away, you can see where a bullet missed its mark and plowed a furrow into the ground. A few feet from there is a puddle of congealed blood. Apparently the next shot hit its mark. Recently, rangers from Cleveland Metro Parks have been thinning the herd over the protests and court challenges of an animal rights group. Jane Christensen is a spokesperson for the parks. She says the rangers will cull up to 300 deer from the herd because Cleveland Metro Parks believes there's an overpopulation problem in two of its reservations.
We've done infrared surveys, and we also did aerial surveys. The estimates range from 70 to 115 deer per square mile in those two reservations. Both of the surveys were done independently, and both of the numbers collaborate each other.
Most conservationists say a square mile can support somewhere between 10 to 30 deer. If Cleveland Metro Park's count is right, the deer population is way over that. An animal rights group that's been challenging Cleveland Metro Parks in court says there's not an overpopulation problem. Bonnie Vlock is the founder and president of the group In Defense of Deer.
For one thing, we disputed their numbers from day one, the numbers that they came up with by a flyover with the helicopter. I had many people, I have over 800 members right now in the group. Many of these people are avid hikers, bikers. They never saw the numbers of deer that they were talking about. 119 deer per square mile in the Bedford Reservation. You're lucky if you saw a little pack of five or six at one time.
Across the nation, the methods used by the Cleveland Metro Parks, an aerial survey and an infrared survey from a helicopter, are commonly used to count deer, but they're not always accurate. Getting a good count of a herd of deer in the wild is difficult. One wildlife biologist says it's easy to overestimate the number of deer. Owen Sexton is the director of the Washington University's Tyson Research Center near St. Louis.
Well, one of the troubles in any of the counting systems is that sometimes you get duplicate counts, and that's one of the big problems.
Sexton says he's designed a better method to count deer. He says he needed a very accurate count of the deer at the fenced-in Tyson Research Center. Like the other methods, he used a helicopter, but to guide its flight paths more accurately, he used the satellite global positioning system. He waited for a good snowfall to help as a visual aid to distinguish deer from forest undergrowth, and then put restrictions on how his biologists counted the deer.
So in the helicopters were flying over, what we did was to put tape on the upper sections of the windows so that each of the counters on either side of the plane could just look in a certain zone so that you did not get any duplicates. And when you switched from one line to another, the zones they were counting did not overlap. So that way we eliminated duplicates, I think, quite efficiently.
Sexton says the key is the global positioning system. It guides the helicopter. It keeps it from veering off course, going over the same ground, and counting the same deer more than once. Sexton says it's far more accurate than other methods of counting. To check their work, Sexton and his group collared several of the deer and used them as a control group within the population. Testing the method over and over again, the counters came up with very close to the same number, 126 deer.
We had had estimates based on techniques like you had talked about before of the deer herd being as high as 250, and some outlandish estimates were even 450 deer on this property. So we got a good baseline from which to proceed if we want to initiate any control program.
With deer populations increasing, especially in urban areas, communities are considering controlled hunts because of damage to parks, suburban lawns, farm crops, or increased numbers of car deer accidents. Sexton says if the community decides a controlled hunt is the solution, it's important to get a handle on what kind of population exists.
If you're interested in controlling the deer herd, it seems to me that it would be worthwhile to have a reference point from which you start to control. So if you initiate a control program without knowing how many deer are there, you'll have no idea when you've reached the goal that you have in mind.
Getting an accurate count won't resolve all the disputes between wildlife managers and animal rights groups, but it will give the groups a place to start a dialogue in an effort to determine the fate of deer herds that often seek refuge in urban parks. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.